welcome to another episode of Twin Chat with Mason Jens. Here's your hosts, Mason Jens.
Hello, hello everybody.
Hi.
Welcome back. Another Thanks. Episode of Twin Chat with Mason Jens. And we are here in our kitchen on the 12th of December, 2019.
Thursday, because I'm out tomorrow with the girls.
You're out tomorrow with the girls. And it's election day.
It is.
And the last episode we did was an election special. And actually, we could have done it tonight. And it would have been a proper election special. But so if you haven't listened to our election special, please go back and have a little look at that, because
it was funny.
It was a fun one. Yeah. So have you been to vote?
I did.
And that was in the porter cabin outside the co-op.
It was indeed.
Round the corner.
Yep, so we had the girls' Christmas bazaar today. So we went there and I indicated to come into our house and I was like, oh my goodness, I haven't voted, so I indicated off and zoomed around.
Yeah, you've got to vote. You've got to vote. And
I did wind you up when you got in.
Yeah, so when I got in, and you know, people might have different political allegiances in their houses, and
we haven't.
Yeah, I don't think we have actually. No. But the twins aren't old enough to vote yet.
Not yet.
I think Alfie might. I think Alfie's coming up to the age of 15 now. He's a couple of years away from voting. I think he perhaps might be slightly different, but all the adults, all the proper people that can vote.
I can actually tell you a secret.
Go on.
I'm 37 years old and this is the first time I've ever voted.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's terrible.
No.
Did you not even vote for the Brexit?
No.
Oh my goodness, I never knew that.
I know.
That's terrible, Gemma.
I know.
So, wow.
How bad is that?
I never even knew that.
I know.
It's the first time you've shared that with me.
I know, I thought I'd share it now,
So I've never ever voted. So what was it like going into that porter cabin outside the co-op?
It was
Did
fine.
You know what to do?
No, I went in and they took my name and they gave me a card and I said, oh, have you got a pen? He was like, no, you've got to go around now. I was like, what do you mean I've got to go around now? I said, everyone knows who everyone's voting for. And they laughed.
What do you mean everyone knows who's...
I was like, well, no, I can't really say because...
No, I don't want you to tell people. No, it's not right.
It's not right.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, well, I'm voting for
whoever,
this party.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, who would vote for anything else? And they just laughed at me.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, whilst eating their chips.
Oh, they're having some chips in there.
Oh, it smelled amazing. I was so hungry when I left.
So, yeah, there's been... in the UK, a lot of schools are closed down and sometimes they do the voting in the schools. Libraries and pubs and... Yeah,
pubs?
So... Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, why can't I be in a pub? That'd be great, wouldn't it?
That'd be amazing.
So, it's election day in the UK, and it's
tomorrow we'll know.
It's getting so boring now, isn't it? It just winds me up, to be honest with you.
To be fair, I don't really pay that much attention, but with your Facebook post, it's like, really?
Yeah, and I don't like being political, but then I kind of do. You know, I've worked in government for government for what 30 odd years, and it's like I kind of feel like it's my obligation to, you know, if someone posts something about a party that I don't like, maybe pull them up on it, or you know, if I feel that it's
tease them,
yeah, it's getting, yeah, I mean, even I'm getting bored with it, to be honest with you.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
that saying something, yeah.
I can hear a humming noise,
yeah, so can I. So sorry.
So we apologise. We've done the sound check and everything was fine. And whilst we're posting, I can really hear a humming noise. So if you can hear it, I'm really sorry.
Yeah. So I don't know if I can fix that in post.
Oh my goodness! You don't want to fix it because everything could go wrong.
I might be able to fix it in post, Gems. Do you know what I mean?
In post.
In post.
Oh my goodness!
See, as professional podcasters, you can fix things in post-production.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't think I can because I don't know how to, but
no.
Maybe I might be able to fix it.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't touch any buttons, but it'll make it worse.
In the new year, we might look at, I don't know, maybe moving the local. I think the kitchen's big, so it's quite echoey. We've had to turn the ice machine off.
Yeah, we've learned that lesson, haven't we?
We've got tea towels on our on the side, and
I've got a straw in my wine glass.
we're
rocking it.
Anytime we do anything that kind of like either touches a table,
we have to put our hand up. Well, I have to put my hand up so we can like dole me out so I can have a quick slurp of my drink when my mouth gets dry.
Yeah, so we're gonna. I promise you,
We are really trying.
Yeah, we are
really trying. And yeah. To be fair, it's been fantastic. The reviews that we've had
I mean, let's be honest, there's only 6 people that have given us 5 stars, but they've all given us 5 stars.
Yeah, 3 of them were me.
Well, if you can do that, and the other 3 were me probably. So it's it is actually getting close to Christmas, and
I'm so excited.
Are you
oh
ready?
My goodness, check you out. You are so sad.
Got some bells on there. We all sorted?
Yes, we're all sorted. 3/4 wrapped. Right. We've got a Christmas, pre-Christmas dinner with my brother and his girlfriend on Sunday.
Yep, the turkey is in the fridge defrosting right now.
So what are you going to do with the turkey? Are you going to smoke it?
No, I was going to cook it.
Oh, okay.
Put it on again. I was going to cook it. Well, I wasn't going to serve it raw or anything like that.
No, but you're talking about smoking it.
Yeah, no. I think I'll do a proper traditional
turkey. You're too scared,
just in case.
I am. Just in case it messes up.
So we're having a proper early Christmas dinner, aren't
we?
On Sunday. Really looking forward to seeing your brother and his new squeeze. Very nice young
She's
lady.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, from Halifax. Was it Halifax?
No. Oh,
it was.
It's
Wakefield.
It's not. I thought it was Leeds.
Yeah, up north.
Up north.
It was definitely up north. Hang on, shall I put my jingle bells on?
Oh, seriously?
We're still talking about Christmas.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And you got me sorted? Have I got all my presents?
Yes, your presents are wrapped and in the sack.
Excellent. And
if you don't like them, it's tough.
I'm trying to think if I'm... I think you're sorted now, pretty much sorted.
I hope so, and I really do hope that you like your presents.
Yeah. What about, the twins? Are they all sorted?
They are, but...
Whoa!
They did ask Santa Claus for some bubbles earlier.
Yeah, but they're sorted in the sense that you've given Santa the list, right?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't bought any presents, because, of course, you don't buy presents for...
No, that's what I mean. I'm sorry.
So
no.
I was putting it in there for you. Go on. So, yeah, Santa?
No.
Is he sorted?
No, Santa's almost sorted. It's the fact that the girls have just asked for some bubbles because they had a Christmas bazaar today and they had some bubbles in the bath and they're like, oh, will Santa get me some bubbles so we can play it? Please stop playing that.
No,
that's really getting on my nerves now.
One more time. It's Christmas.
It is.
You put the tree up about 3 weeks ago.
But that's fucking annoying.
Okay. Well, we'll let it play one more time.
Oh, no. The tree went up a week late because everyone was ill. It goes up in the middle of November, but it goes down the day after Boxing Day. I have enough of it now.
But I mean...
And the girls
funny,
thoroughly
like,
enjoy
was,
it.
I think, was it the first year that we were together? I actually think that, you know, we didn't even really put the tree up until right late.
No, the first year we were together, wasn't that when we got the real tree? And after 2 weeks, like...
He died.
So we had to get this one, and it looks completely abnormal. It was, there was bits missing and there was holes. Oh, yeah. It wasn't a well tree. And we just laughed in the end because we had to take all of the, we had to take all the decorations off, put all the decorations back on. And afterwards it was like, oh, that looks so bad.
So, yeah, I mean, I love a real Christmas tree. I do love it.
Mm.
But then you have to get the bugger through the door and...
Well, but the past two times that we've had it...
All the pines everywhere and it's just...
Who cleans it up, though? The past 2 times we have had real Christmas trees, it's been me in the back garden sawing its pieces and putting in the brown bin.
Yeah.
You have done nothing.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, is it that button?
Yeah.
Can do that now.
Well, I'm not letting you... I'm going to have to put a screen up or something so you can't see my buttons for my jingles.
You wanker.
No, but I don't want you're messing with me jingles.
No, I'm not, because that is an apt time to put your jingle on, because if we have a real Christmas tree, you do nothing.
No, I buy it.
Oh yeah, you buy it, but then, I decorate.
I decorate.
I water it.
I squint my eyes to go. And stand back and I go.
And
yeah,
I end up
like
putting it in the back garden and sawing it just so it can get in the brown bin. She's like, well, you wanted the tree.
Well,
you deal with it.
So we've got we have got a pretty decent fake one.
No, our tree is pretty cool.
Yeah, but you said to me, as you was putting that up, real one next year.
100%, because it had all like fake berries on it, and the girls have pulled them all off, and it's really annoyed me.
So, girls today, good this week? You know, since the last episode, what do you think?
No, they've been apart from the sleeping aspect, they have been really,
health-wise,
really good.
Health-wise, they've been okay.
No, health-wise, they've been...
Although
yeah.
Tilly's got this like real
she's got
weird
really,
red mark. On.
She's got really sore upper lip, but it's where she licks her lip, and it's like, we've tried Savlon, I've tried baby bum cream, just because it's so thick, just to try it, but we're trying Vaseline, we're trying everything. Because especially now, because everyone wants to take pictures over Christmas, and I don't want Till's lip to be bright red, so...
Yeah,
I was like, you've got to stop licking your lip. And she was like, I'm sorry, Mummy. And I'm like, no, you don't have to be sorry, darling. You just got to stop doing it because it's making your lip sore.
Yeah, yeah. She looks like... I mean, she's a cutie and she looks okay. And she likes the fact that you have to put cream on her lip and top lip and take it to school and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so. And we all had it tonight when we were getting...
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, got the girls out of the bath and we all had to... In unison, had to put the cream on our top lip, so it looked like we'd all been drinking cream and milk. So. But the girls have been okay, haven't they? And I think they are really kind of getting into this Christmas spirit. Probably the first time that they were
so
last
excited.
Year, but
they were last year, but they didn't really understand. But this year, it's fantastic because it's. I'm bribing them so much, and it's. I pretend that.
Oh,
I'm
sorry, expand on bribing them.
Oh, I pretend.
How are you bribing them?
If they're being naughty, like two seconds later, I'm like, oh my goodness, Father Christmas is on the phone. Put the phone to my ear, start talking to Father Christmas.
Do they believe that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were like.
I need to speak to them, they're too gullible.
Oh, they're brilliant. and they were. I'm like, yes, Father Christmas. I'm like. Yeah, Millie and Tilly have been really good. We're just about to get them into the bath. I'll give you a call a little bit later to make sure that they've been good whilst having a bath and they've brushed their teeth and they've gone to bed well. And
actually, to be fair, I've used that a couple of times as well. And
yeah,
it does work. Yeah,
because they're so scared that they're going to get a naughty list.
And there's this thing that you're doing, and it goes. Well, actually, no, I'm going to park that. We're going to touch on it later. But yeah, it's been a good couple of weeks. We didn't do one of these. We just kind of like ran out of time, didn't we? Last time, was it last week we was going to do one? And we just never got the time last week,
did we? I can't remember what happened last week.
We just never got the time. So here we are. Election night.
Hi.
Full of anticipation.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
For Santa
and actually, and actually share with our listeners your... So, you did your last day at work yesterday?
Yesterday.
Which was the...
I don't know.
11th.
Was
December.
It? Hold on. Yep. My phone says the 12th, so it's the 11th.
And you are back into work on...
The 7th of January.
The 7th of January. So, to anyone out there, you know, thinking that you've got a nice little Christmas break coming up, Gemma's already on it. Already on the... And then you're back in work for a week? 2 weeks?
1 week.
1 week, and then we go to...
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby, on the 18th.
Yes, for your birthday.
For my 38th birthday.
Plus 12.
50th, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're going out with a bang.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mum, for looking after the girls for us.
Well, she hasn't done it yet.
She hasn't.
No.
But, oh no, we went to see Jimmy Carr last Friday, didn't we?
That's why.
That's why we didn't do it.
And
then the girls,
Saturday, it just...
Just went a bit... Yeah. No, so we were all... Mum was worried and stuff like that, and I'm like, the girls haven't been sleeping. I'm really, really sorry. This is literally the first time in ages that you've had them. She was like, don't worry, just have a good time, but you need the break. Phoned her the next day, and I was like, how did the girl sleep? Like, in anticipation. I'm like, oh my goodness. She went, put him to bed at 8, woke up at 7:30. I'm like, you are kidding me. She went, no, but the problem was is I woke up at 3.
Well, let me come on to this. Because this... So
every time they sleep at night.
Yeah, so we've had, you know, most episodes we've got a little bit of a theme. We've got a little bit of theme for this one. And this, the theme of this episode 8, I believe.
That's what I think it is.
Is, it's a doozy. It's a non-snoozy.
Or lack of.
It's a lack of sleep. Or it's a... Yeah, so fantastic fact for you. There's 13 non-sleeps till Christmas. And why I say non-sleep is because I can't personally remember the last time we slept through. Well, actually, probably
no,
we did.
On Friday.
Last Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't remember. And I can remember the last time I slept through the night was because your mum had the twins.
Or when you're in a business thing.
Or
when you go away for business, you sleep all night.
Okay.
But I don't.
But, so sleep. No sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
And again, I don't think
this
is probably...
It is an episode in itself.
Yeah, well, this is
Yeah, I know. No, I know. That's what I mean.
And I think this is probably one of those ones that I think it's irrelevant if it's twins, triplets, whether you've just got one kid, two kids, three kids, four kids. It's a parenting issue. Sleep is a parenting issue.
It is.
And it's one of those things.
Me and my best friend text each other every morning. It's like, how was your night?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's just like, oh, my goodness. She's had a bad night. I've had a bad night. And, yeah. Oh, it's horrendous.
You know, I don't know about you, but I kind of look back on the past 12 months, maybe even 2 years.
It's 2 years.
And I was going to say, it's been a bit of a nightmare. But in order to have a nightmare, you need to have to fucking sleep. And I haven't fucking slept. No. Excuse my French, everybody, but it's true.
We haven't.
I can't remember apart from those two occasions.
Apart from the times when people have actually looked after them, I can't actually remember the last full night's sleep that we had.
Yeah, where you've gone to bed, you've put them in bed, and by the way, and God bless her, they will not go to bed with anyone else other than obviously your mum. The only times they ever fall asleep with me is on the settee watching a film or Paw Patrol or, you know, something on the TV.
You can't put them to bed and
I can't actually take them to bed, and it's only me
that can do that.
Reading stories, I've tried.
Frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, I've tried gin.
Whiskey.
Ketamine, horse tranquilizer. just giving them a bottle of Calpol each. I've tried all of that stuff, you know, as any responsible parent would. And
none of it works.
If
I've got a late night at work, I come home probably at like 8:30.
Yeah. Like last night.
Came home at 8:00 and they're just like bouncing around, had my dinner. It was like 8:30 and I'm like, oh my goodness, them girls should be asleep. And I took them upstairs and within the space of like 5 minutes, they were sound though. But I know that...
Can I take you back? So this is the sleep.
This is going to be so my fault.
No. It's not. I want to take you back to... I think we touched on this in an earlier episode when we was talking about being at the hospital. Because from that very... You know, I think when you talk about sleep and you talk about children and you talk about that very first night, I think I recall you saying, I think we've even said it, you was in the hospital, you never slept.
No.
Because you're constantly just looking.
Even when I could sleep and I fed them, I was in awe of these two beautiful little beings that I'd made. And then when I could finally go to sleep, I'm going there and then I'm waking up thinking, oh my goodness, I'm looking after it. These are my babies now and I need to make sure that they're okay. So any movement, anything that they were doing, I was really, really panicking.
Yeah, and you know, likewise, correct me if I'm wrong, I left you.
You had to. Yeah, you had to. Come and back here. You had Alfie as well.
Yeah,
so
I came back here.
And they didn't allow you to stay anywhere.
Oh, that's right. And I came back here and I just remember not sleeping. And even though I wasn't even next to the girls or next to you,
so I ended up
just
having to stay
sleeping
in for two nights, didn't
Madness.
I?
Madness.
Yeah. So we got home on the Sunday night. And or the Sunday day.
Yeah, and we definitely touched on this when we got home. You know, we bought the Moses basket. We bought the, you know, we had the Moses basket in our bedroom. And, you know, we thought, you know, maybe it's going to, maybe it'll work.
Yeah, maybe work.
And it really
And it
did.
Literally, after that first night, I was like on Amazon, like checking everything out. And they had like them Chico cots. And I was like, we're getting one of those. And we did, and we got that, and there was enough room, and they slept in that for like 4 months.
So remind me and listeners how long they were in the Moses baskets. I can't
the
remember.
Moses baskets. They was in it for.
We sacked it.
It was pretty much they wouldn't be. They didn't like being separated, so we put them both in the Moses baskets together, and they were like too squished, and we used like the Amazon Prime, and the next day I looked at everything and. It looks big enough, and thankfully it was. They were so tiny.
Sorry,
in it. You know the Chico cot crib thing?
Yes.
With the four legs, and the legs came off, so it's literally, when once we was upstairs, we'd take the legs off and go upstairs, and it was up and down, so they had their bed, and it was perfect.
Yeah, so yeah, I agree. I mean...
That was a really good buy.
It was a good buy, and, you know, what's your... Like, what's your recollection when you look back now on your first, what were the first 6 months to a year, about how the girls slept and what we did? And it was, you know, I know you did the lion's share. I can't sit in front of you and say that, you know, I was like...
Because I
had to go back to work.
To go back to work, and I made that decision for you, even though you were happy... to do the night fees. I'm like, no, it's not fair because you're struggling as it is. And I'm like, I will do it. So during the week, Sunday to Thursday, you sleep in the spare bedroom and I will do all the night feeds. And obviously then when you're back on the Friday and Saturday night, then I get help. Which it wasn't that bad because once I found like episodes and things to watch on television... I used to put that on just to keep myself awake, and I got into a little routine.
And am I right in saying, Gemma, that, you know, one of the things that I think helped you, or I remember you saying helped
Love
you...
Love Island.
No, just Love Island. Crap on TV.
Oh, it did, it kept me awake.
But you kind of found, like, a rhythm. So, like, you found a way to feed the girls when they were feeding at the same time, they were sleeping at the same time.
No,
so when
absolutely.
They slept at the same time...
I slept with them.
You slept with them.
And there were some days, if I had really bad nights, I can remember there was... When they were really little, I didn't actually get out of my bedroom. There was, like, I literally... It was, like, every 3 hours. It used to take an hour to feed, burp, and change them and put them back to sleep. And then I'd have 2 hours sleep, and we used to have to do that. And there were some times where I literally done that all day with them just to try and get a little bit of sleep back. And I can remember you coming home at night about 5-6 o'clock at night, and I'm like, can you just look after the girls so I can have a shower or a bath? Yeah, still with like my mum bun and my jammies on and stuff like that. But it's what you have to do just to survive.
Yeah, yeah. And just recently, a friend of ours, they had twins, didn't they? And you gave some advice about...
Yeah.
You know, just because I think she was really struggling to kind of get through the same things. And
It's one of those that I can remember them saying to us, we're so excited and we're looking at all your posts. We love seeing your girls. And I'm like, don't get me wrong. It's absolutely amazing. But there is so much hard work behind the scenes that no one actually sees and no one appreciates until you've had twins. And it was like afterwards, we had some like text message exchanges, and I'm like, you were so right. We didn't believe you. And I've had children before, and I never thought that it would be this hard. So I'm like, yeah, see, I told you.
Hints and tips. So... When do you think, personally, that
things went wrong?
Yeah. What's your take on where you've...
I know...
So for the benefit of our listeners, me and Gemma definitely think our girls aren't good sleepers.
No.
And, you know, we'll touch on it maybe a little bit later, but, you know, it has caused problems. It has caused arguments. It has caused issues. So I just, you know, let's put it out there. You know, when do you personally think it went wrong?
So the girls from birth up to a year, they slept in their cots. I used to put them down at 7 o'clock at night, give them a kiss goodnight, put a little bit of music on. Within 15 minutes they were asleep. They used to wake up between 7 and 8 the next morning, not a problem, absolutely amazing. Then Tilly managed to start climbing out of her cot. She then taught Millie how to do it, and the pair of them were literally launching themselves outside the cot. And I just said to Mace, I said, it's not safe. I said, we need to do it. And he was like, you can't. He said, once you move them out their cots, that's going to be game over. And I'm like, but we've got to do it for their own safety. And I was like, so one day I literally just went in the room and I just took them down. And I was like, I've got to do it.
So these were...
They were like cots that went into bed.
Went into beds.
Yeah, yeah, so...
Is that what they're still sleeping in now, the bottom?
No.
Oh, no, that's right.
No, we tried everything. Now we've got them single beds. So we done that. The first night I slept through and I was like, see, told you. Yeah, game over after that.
I was like, that's one night.
Yes. Yeah, no, after that. Because they knew that they could wake up.
Get up.
Oh, it was hideous. It was absolutely... And for the last...
And it has been.
Mm, for the last 2 years, but...
So, talk us through a standard night.
A standard
right
night.
Right now, so we're doing this podcast at the moment, right? Let's have a look. The time now...
It's about 5 to 10.
5 to 10. So, talk us through what a standard... Like, if we had a good night, we know that the girls would sleep through till 6.
So,
what's generally
night? They would go... They would probably... They'd eat dinner between 4:30 and 5 o'clock... They would then have tubby, and then they'd play in the bath for about 3/4 of an hour, get them ready, get them in their jammies, come downstairs, watch a bit of Paw Patrol, which they're into at the moment. I would say about between 6:30 and 7:30, we start to chill out, go upstairs, make sure they've got juices, toilet train, get them into bed, read them a story, put on some lullaby music, and they will be down, hopefully within about 15 minutes, as long as they haven't had to sleep during the day.
And just for the bit, this isn't because I don't want to take them to bed. I have tried. You know that, isn't it? I have tried.
Mm.
You're looking at me funny.
No,
you don't think
tried.
I've tried enough?
Perhaps not in the beginning, because...
Okay.
But...
Yeah, but anyway, so... Gemma goes up there... Is there anyone, does it flip between one day it's Tilly won't settle, Millie, next day it's Millie, or?
It all depends. Millie's normally the one that goes down straight away, but to be fair, it was Tilly tonight that was, but now I'm literally, I read him a story, kiss him goodnight, put on the lullaby music that I've got, they take an arm each and I cuddle into my arm and they'll talk to me, but I'm literally, I just focus on their wardrobe, don't even give them any attention, and probably within about 15 minutes, 4 songs of the lullaby, which is like 4 minutes each, they're soundo.
Is that a particular soundtrack, or is it it's something that's clearly worked for you? Is it an app, or...?
No, it's a lullaby song that I found.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's just like...
Yeah.
So, yeah, so... But then what happens? So let's just take a typical evening...
So let's
just say that you've got them down at 8 and you've come downstairs at 8 o'clock. I mean, normally that's the cue for you and me to go to bed, right?
Generally, yeah. And then we've got... So we'll probably... Yeah, so if we were in bed about 8, 8:30, 9 o'clock, or maybe 10 o'clock, I can almost guarantee at 2 o'clock we're going to have Tilly come into the room. Or I don't know. Either one of them. Yeah. Or you hear that. Oh, mummy, I can't find my bum button. That's Tilly. Millie will just come into the room and just go, mummy, I need some mummy cuddles. And how can you say no? And you just pick her up and you just snuggle her in. And Millie is actually okay to share the bed with. It's Tilly that you can't share the bed with because she's all things and... Oh, my goodness.
So where am I in all of this?
If we're sleeping with Millie, then you're still in the bed. If you're sleeping with Tilly...
Oh, gone.
Alfie's bed, sofa.
Yeah.
You're sacked out.
Yeah.
Two of them in the bed, it's game over.
Yeah, and... yeah, so that's kind of... I've got to admit, that's the kind of hard thing for me is
I think there's
two things. No, maybe even three, Gemma. I think the first thing is I never really wanted everything to rest on your shoulders. Second thing is I never, you know, I always thought that I would have this kind of responsibility, read them a story. And as you know, like, you know, I'll take them upstairs, I'll make up a story about unicorns and things
they
like
love that.
Which they love, but then I finish it and then where's then mummy?
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's really, you know,
I feel sad on you as well because I know that you want to do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't, and it's frustrating for you because you don't want to put it all on me all the time.
I think it is quite strange because it's harder for me because for those that you that are listening that don't know, I've got a 15-year-old son and a 24-year-old son, and they were
daddy's
nuts.
Boys.
Yeah, but they were nut sleepers as well. They were like 7 till 7 from, you know, I could say they were lazy bastards. I would never say that. But
I would.
But they, you know, they were nut sleepers. They were absolutely brilliant from day one. They really, really slept.
Mm.
And I think, you know, it kind of, you have your challenges. And your challenges are that, you know, your sleep gets interrupted. You know, you've even had back problems as a result.
Right? I have, because Millie insisted on giving me, wanting me to give her a cuddle. So I'm putting my arm out at like a 90-degree angle, giving her a cuddle. My back went. And I ended up having to go to the osteopath, and then I had a trapped nerve from all of it. I was in bed for 5 days. Well, you had to take time off of work because you had to look after the girls, because I was literally crying.
It was a really, really hard period, that was. I tell you what, the thing that I was thinking about the other day, which is those moments when... So we're talking about sleep, right? And I know it sounds, you know, certainly if you're not a parent, you're listening to this, but hopefully if you are a parent, this will kind of resonate. You want your kids to sleep, right?
Yeah. But how?
No.
Sorry.
My point was, my God, there's times you don't want them to sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't there?
Yeah, when you're picking Alfie up from school, or when...
There's this thing which is like, don't let them sleep.
It's like,
if
I'm over my nans, they're nans, and I give them a bath over there, get them all sorted, get them in their jammies, just so it makes my life easier. But I don't want them to sleep in that tiny little 10-minute period, because they'll be up till like 9, 10 o'clock at night. So, we've had the windows open, we're singing Cocomelon, which is like a YouTube children's...
what I found really... weird, and I experienced this not just with the twins, but also with Alfie and Dan, my sons.
You said that.
And I, you know, we used to pick
Dan up
from his nan's in Dagenham. We had to drive probably about 10, 15 miles, and me and my ex-wife used to be like, we'd be in the car just going, stay awake, because we'd pick him up at like, let's say 5:30, 6 o'clock, knowing that if he slept for just 2 minutes,
it's game over.
1 minute, that was it. He was up till 11 o'clock, midnight, whatever. And like, it's weird how we've experienced the same, right?
No, absolutely. But it was one of those that I actually had to go to the osteopath today. We had a long journey back, and the girls literally were asleep about 5 minutes before we were due to, I was ready to come back home. And I was like, oh, I could really do with half an hour. And I was like, sod it. I'm like, yeah.
Well, no, this is a brilliant time. It was the next thing in my mind, which is catching the Z's when you need to catch them? Like, what have you... So, you know this. I fessed up to this recently.
And I might even mention it
on a previous... I think I'm pretty sure.
You've messaged... Yeah, you've...
I think I've pretty much said this on a previous podcast. I can't remember which episode. But, yes, so I fessed up to Gemma not so long ago that sometimes she will text me and ask me,
Where are you? What time? And I know not, why she's... Not nastily. I'm just trying to plan my evening.
Just interested.
Mm.
And I'm literally 3 minutes away. But what? I am shagged. Like, absolutely on my arse. And I just know...
The girls are going to be in and they're just going to be wired.
All over me. I just think, I just want to go and have a little kip.
Where do you go?
So there's two places. I have two little sleeping spots.
You need to tell me.
So the first sleeping spot is this place called The Billet. There's a park and there's
You go there?
Yeah, because like no one ever really goes there. There's a little car wash, an old pub that no one ever goes to anymore. And so like I park up the car and I just like, I turn the engine off. I just have a little gap in my window, even if it's raining. And I just like go, if I can sleep, then I'm going to try. And like sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes I'll just park up and it's like after 10 minutes, you know you're not going to get asleep. Sometimes you're kind of like literally all of a sudden you're just gone.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you go,
your alarm comes up and it's like, oh my goodness.
45 minutes. I told you 45 minutes. I walk in, you're happy, I'm happy, the girls are happy. But yeah, I did tell you. And you, you know, you were cool about it. You know the score because you've done it yourself.
I know the score, but when I've got the girls all day and I'm absolutely shagged and I haven't had a good night and it's all I want is a little sleep, and it's, yeah, I'm, I...
Yeah, but I think you've got to admit, right, so if you want to start talking about sleep, right, you've got to admit that, you know, like a Friday night or a Saturday night, if we've been out for a drink or we've had a good time or something like that,
no,
you know 100%... I'll get up with them girls, and I will...
You'll keep them up to about 9, 10 o'clock.
And I won't even... I don't let them come up to see you, and I will
let
them sleep.
And then we change over for...
Yeah, and then I go upstairs, and I don't sleep.
That's not my fault.
Yeah, because you don't keep them quiet. That's why. You just let them run riot. I keep a lid on them. You don't. You just like...
Well, coming downstairs and looking at the state of the house, when you've looked after them for the morning, it doesn't look that way.
No. Yeah, but then I'm making sure they're not interrupting you and not disturbing your sleep. And then what happens is we swap over and then you just
I look at the state of the house and go, oh my effing God.
Yeah, so you go, just knock yourself out, girls. If you want to go and jump on daddy, go and jump on daddy.
As if.
You know it's true.
And there's times
there's
times when I've let you sleep for 3 hours. There has been times when I've let you sleep for 3 hours where your alarm hasn't gone off and I could have come up.
Fake news. Right. Fake news. Whatever she's saying now is fake news. Fake. That has never happened. You could be Boris Johnson, Donald Trump.
I tell you what then.
Jeremy Corbyn.
You
all
are screwed
rolled into one.
For your next sleep. Guaranteed now.
What next
because
sleep?
That was...
You never give me a sleep anyway. There is no next sleep because it's never going to happen.
Well, it doesn't matter because you can drive around the billet. And no, you can drive around the billet now.
Why,
when
she wonders
when
why
you're saying you're going to Tesco's. No, kiss my ass. No. You go off to Tesco's and you can go and have a sleep at the billet now.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're not. No, kiss my ass. I give you sleep.
You give
and
me the
no.
opportunity
so
to
Saturday,
sleep.
Saturday morning, Sunday morning, I had the girls come upstairs, do poos in our ensuite and go, Mummy, I need to wake Mum. They came up about 3 or 4 times. Thankfully, I managed to get back to sleep, but I dealt with them every time. No. I can't look after them 24/7 when I'm trying to do other things. You can't as well because the girls are going upstairs. But I'm going, Mummy needs to go to sleep now. Go back downstairs with Daddy, and they do. Hmm. I just don't listen to you.
No.
Not my fault.
Yeah, I've only got another 15 years of it, I suppose. The only other little sleepy thing I have, I don't know about you, but I think I told you about it recently. See, I never take a lunch at work. Never. You know, I take my packed lunches in and. Sometimes I'm out with clients and stuff like that. But if I'm in
the
office...
I like this one.
Yeah.
If I think it's what it is.
Because I hope I don't get sacked. Well, I shouldn't get sacked because the only person who can really sack me is me. Well, that's not true, but anyway. So I don't take a lunch. I never take a lunch. Never. And the only times I really take a lunch is I'm taking clients out for lunch. And then other times...
We started dating.
Yeah, but that was back when I was working with TFL. Anything good. It's different environment now. I'm in the private sector now, Gemma. You know, it's not the public sector where you can do what you want. But anyway, yeah, so there has been occasions... Not that many, but there has been. There has been occasions where a horrendous night, got into work.
Literally 2 hours, 3 hours worth of sleep.
If that, you know.
Yeah, no, when we have had really bad nights.
Look at my Fitbit or whatever, and I'm going, shit, that can't
be true. Yeah, it's sounding like 2 hours worth of sleep, yeah.
And gone into work, done a couple of hours, it's got to midday-ish or whatever. I've eaten my packed lunch and I've eaten my sandwich.
And you still feel...
And I'm just thinking, oh my God, where's my energy coming from? So I have left the office. Hello to any of my colleagues listening. This is true. but actually, you know, as overall, I don't tend to take much. So I've left the office and I go down to Monument Station and I go down to the District Line eastbound platform and I look for the next Upminster train and normally just jump on the train and go to Barking and back. Or West.
I thought you rode the circle line.
No. I go on the District Line. Because I know it's really quiet. Obviously, if you... See, Gemma, you're such an amateur. If you went on the Circle Line is your tourist line. It's going Paddington, King's Cross, Liverpool. It's the middle of the day. No one's going to Barking at 1 o'clock.
You are.
Or Bagnum. Yeah, I am, because I want to go to sleep for an hour. Or 40 minutes, or 50 minutes. Just give me some... Give me something, you know. Just give me some little bit of sleep. So I've done that... I've done that about 3 or 4 times, I must admit. And
but you need to.
Yeah. And then there has been, I think, at least 2 occasions when I have definitely fallen asleep standing up.
Oh, I've done that, yes.
I mean,
but it's more for the fact, because I'm a first aider at work, you have to click in and click out on the first aid room. And there have been times where I've literally just clicked in and had half an hour sleep in my lunch break and then come back out and felt completely refreshed. And everyone's like, are you all right? I'm like, hell yeah.
It's funny, isn't it?
That's what I do. Eat your lunch at your desk whilst you're working. It's like, I'm going to go down to the first aid room now. No one's going to be there at lunchtime, are they?
No. That's good. That's a good idea. So,
abusing my rights.
Yeah, so sleep is really... And it has made us groggy and it has made us snap each other a couple of times. And we've had a couple of arguments over the past 3 years that I think you could pin down on lack of sleep.
It is, because before we had kids, it was like one thing that I've always told everyone when they're wanting to start a family is you two need to be 100% okay within yourselves and be so strong. And I think me and you were so tight knit, because when you have babies, the lack of sleep and stuff really, really puts a strain on you. And yeah, we have stupid arguments. And it was like, even like last night when I came in, and it was like, you said to me this morning, oh, I must have been so tired, I don't know what happened to me, I was like, I wasn't being that great last night. And I was like, oh, is that an apology?
Yeah. Sorry, didn't put my microphone on. Yeah.
Yeah, because you stole my wine. She drunk yours.
Well, get a bottle out and then.
No, because like, I'm not disturbing. I don't need to drink another glass of wine. I had one.
Okay. We've got mail. Can you believe it?
Seriously?
We have an email.
Oh my goodness.
And it actually, it's really.
Sorry.
I haven't got it up there. I've just got the notes from the email. I haven't got the email, but I've got the text, and it was from, believe it or not, San Antonio. Where's that? Texas?
I've got no idea.
So Sam in San Antonio. So I think it's one of our American listeners, which is fantastic, which makes me and Gemma really, really smile. And actually, I don't know if Sam's... I'm sorry, Sam. you never said whether you was a lady Sam or a boy Sam. Because Sam can be both, can't it?
Yeah. Can. Or gender neutral.
Gender neutral. So he, stroke she, yes. Stroke something else, said... So she's obviously had twins. So she, even when her twins are sound asleep, your body is tuned in to be ready to hear them. And as a result, you can hear a pin drop. Yes. Not being able to sleep, even though they are asleep. Can you relate to that? I think I can.
No, absolutely.
Massively,
especially
sound.
especially when they're ill. So you're literally laying down and you are so, so tired. And you're laying down, you've managed to get them to sleep, they're coughing and spluttering, and you're laying down and you just can't turn off because, oh my goodness, he's slurping. That's why I have a straw.
Sorry, I was down and drink your coat. Sorry, I do apologise. Go on, carry on. Sorry, carry on.
Go on.
No, he was... So, yeah, you put your head down on the pillow and you're ready to go to sleep. You are so, so tired because they've worn you out because they haven't been very well and they've been very moody. Can you sleep? Can you sleep my ass?
Yeah, but I don't even find that. I find that regardless of whether they've been sick or not.
Oh, no. Like, if I've...
Like, tonight, I'll be honest, tonight, if we went, you know, if we go to bed, let's say we finish this, and, you know, let's say we go to bed at 11, 11.30.
Mm-hmm.
I know that...
My head's going to hit the pillow and I'm going to be zoomed.
No, but whilst you might be asleep...
You're not. You struggle with sleep, though.
No, but even if I go to sleep, I know that the slight... It doesn't have to
oh,
be...
Oh, no, the... As
the
soon
girls,
as they start
it could
coughing...
could be a fox
yeah, no.
or something, or a cough, or...
Oh, my goodness. You know. Have you heard foxes making love? They are the noisiest creatures in the world, especially in summertime when you've got your window open and it's just like, seriously, dudes, do it in another garden.
Well, no, just don't do it. At all, because yeah. It's just so noisy, it's ridiculous.
And plus, we don't want foxes in our garden.
Yeah, so maybe
sorry,
foxes,
I'm just like completely...
Yeah, you went right off with it. But yeah, maybe foxes wasn't a great example, but like if, for example, there was a creak in the floorboards or something like that, just something, just
or
a tiny...
Or Dan getting up to go
The ice machine.
Yeah.
The ice machine kind of clogging out some ice. I'm like,
Yeah.
And I'm straight away, I'm wide awake. So Sam... My amazing Sam, please, thank you so much. Yeah, I think Sam, I'm going to be honest, look.
We feel your
pain.
She's
like the second or third email we've ever had about our podcasts. And it's come from Sam in San Antonio, who said that and contributed to the show. So really appreciate that. So there's a couple of things in the next 10 minutes or so I just want to touch on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that they can be... the littlest shits sleeping here. And as you said earlier in the show, and I just want to touch on a little bit more. So last Friday, we went out. They've gone to your mum's. Did they have a more energetic day? Did they... What was it that made them sleep all the way through the night at your mum's and they never sleep here? What is it? What is
before.
It, Gemma? Tell me the answer. God, I need to know.
My mother...
What is
she
it with
needs
your mother?
To move in.
Or the girls need to move out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One
absolutely.
Of the two.
Yeah,
I don't care which one it
no,
is.
No, but it is. Every time they sleep at my mum's house, I am like really, really nervous and thinking, oh my goodness, like my mum and stepdad are going to really stress out. They're not going to have them again. And they sleep beautifully.
So what? Do they sleep together?
They sleep together in a double bed.
Right. Maybe that's what we need to do.
I have thought about that, but we have disposable single beds.
Yeah.
But then,
and
to
probably
be fair,
people would probably, and I bet there's loads of people listening and going, you don't want to do that.
There's no, but on my twin sites, there is a lot of people that have bought double beds.
Oh, really?
Where they can actually sleep together. And they do sleep better when they are together.
But they do sleep in weird angles. I mean, I was, when, was it Millie or Tilly who came in last? Tilly came in last night. And I was in Millie, I was in Tilly's bed and Millie's opposite me. And she was like...
Diagonal,
like
upside down.
Upside down. I mean, just
well, no,
like
it's
the most
like
ridiculous.
Even when I have
sleeping positions I've
so
ever seen.
I know that you're going to be away with work. I'm like, I'm not even going to mess around and get up and stuff. I'm like, you can sleep in mummy's beds tonight.
Well, it's like a treat.
It is like a treat.
Is
and
that right or is that wrong? Is Gemma making a rod for her own back?
Potentially.
If you're a parent of twins that have experienced this problem, please contact her.
I want. If I have to get up...
I'm being serious. Oh,
shut up. If I have to get up and go into their rooms and bring them in and try and settle them, then I'm awake because I've already had to get out of bed. But if they wake up during the night and they're in my bed, I'm like, mummy's here, it's fine. And they go back to sleep.
No, I get it.
So, but it is quite funny because we do like musical statues around the bed. So there's generally, once they're asleep, because I have to sleep in the middle of them, once they're asleep, I'll sort of squid myself out and lay sideways on our bed with a pillow. And then the girls, one of the girls wake up and it's like, oh, mummy, 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 I need mummy cuddles. So they end up on the bed and we literally just do circles around the bed. It is quite amusing because you come in sometimes in the morning and it's like, yeah, I'm sleeping at the bottom of the bed with one of the babies. One of the other babies is like sideways at the top of the bed.
I did have some, I'm just thinking when you were talking about, I did actually have some success with Millie on Monday night, Sunday night, I can't remember which one it was, where Tilly woke up, come into bed, I got kicked out, I went into Tilly's bed, and Millie woke up in the night, she saw me sleeping in Tilly's bed, she kind of went, juice, daddy cuddles, gave her a little cuddle, and she went back to sleep. Now, I'm not saying I had a decent night's sleep, but she never left the bed, and no. She kind of like was... But I don't know. I'd really be interested if there's anyone listening to the podcast, if you've been through it, if you've got like twins that are like,
please give
six,
us some
seven,
advice.
8 or 38, and you had a, you know, if you've got some handy
and how to do with night scares.
Oh,
because
my God,
I really do think that Millie suffers with night
Millie
scares.
Does. Yeah.
She wakes up, she's screaming, and it's like, but what do you do? And it's, you settle her down, it's like, mummy's here, everything's fine. And she will settle. But the problem is she comes into our room, like, crying, and she's like, I need mummy cuddles. In order for me to get out of bed, take her back to her bed, she's beside herself. She wants to sleep in mummy's
really
bed.
Upset. Yeah, I've seen
and
it.
then I don't want to wake up Tilly. So the easiest way is just to put us in our bed. So what we just need a bigger bed. So we need
our... Fantastic listeners, if you've been through this, if you can relate to what we've been talking about for the past 50 minutes or so.
Or we can set up a Just Giving app and people can just buy us a new bed that fits all four of us in.
Or an annex where we can, or a, like...
We've got a man cave.
So look, you know, it's one of those things, I don't know. Do you think it's going to get better? Is it getting better?
It is.
I mean, you are using some...
It is getting better.
Jedi mind tricks, aren't you, Tell our listeners about some of your Jedi mind tricks.
I don't know whether I've given the girls nightmares tonight. This is the first time. So we've been saying, like, Father Christmas can see us. And Millie was like, so how can Father Christmas see them? So we've got a baby cam, which isn't a baby cam because they were too expensive and I was trying to cut down costs. So we've got, like, a CCTV in their bedroom. And it goes down to our phone. So myself, Mace, can access it. And they were like, what do you mean you can access it? And I showed them on my phone. I'm like, look, wave at the camera and you'll be able to see it on the phone. Or
I showed them it tonight. Was that the first time they've ever seen that?
They've seen it, but I don't know whether... And I was like, mummy and daddy have given it to Father Christmas, so Father Christmas can see... Father Christmas can see how you're
like
sleeping.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't like the camera. But it could work both ways. It could be a winner, but it could be like Father Christmas looking in our bedroom watching us sleep. It's like,
they met
Father Christmas tonight, and it's like,
Gary Glitter.
Oh, don't say that.
No, not tonight.
You can't call him Gary Glitter.
So, because like the chart never worked, didn't we? We tried the chart.
The bunny rabbit chart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mace absolutely hates any type of animal.
They clearly
and
don't
he
like,
actually,
I love it. I would sacrifice
relented.
Sleep not to not
He
to get
relented
a bunny.
And said that they could get bunnies, and we had it all planned out because we was going to call them Carrot and Blue, and I already found the Hutch and everything.
Yeah, we talked about this before on the podcast. Because I was talking about I need a robot. I need someone to invent a robot.
I reckon this spring we're going to get bunny rabbits anyway.
No,
we'll just. The thing is, though, I've promised I'll never turn up with a dog, but I've never promised that I'll never turn up with a bunny rabbit. And to be fair, it's tough. If I turn up with bunny rabbits, you can't turn it down because it's bait.
I could cook them. We could have bunny pie.
And you've already explained that to girls.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see.
And then we can.
You can't well, do that because that's not the basis of the...
You can house train them as well. And they do poops in like the litter trays and everything. And we can have like bunnies bringing them around.
Right, so enough about the twins. What about the bunnies?
Yeah. Oh, no.
You didn't get it.
What?
You said you could house train them and they could do...
You can.
Poops in the litter trays. Yeah. And I said enough about the girls. What about the bunnies?
Oh, and I missed that. Sorry. No.
It was supposed to be quite a funny part of this show.
It wasn't.
Okay.
No.
Look, if you come back with bunnies, I can't guarantee that they won't be part of Sunday dinner. All right? That's the...
You know, okay, then I'll come back with dogs then, because you told me that you'd move out, so that's even better.
As I said, if you come back with dogs, I can't guarantee they won't be part of Sunday dinner either. So,
Oh, that's cruelty to animals, though.
What, so killing bunnies isn't cruelty to animals? So you can kill a bunny, but you can't kill a dog?
Yeah, but there are people that go about bunny shooting.
Oh, not anymore. I think that's banned.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think in the UK. Yeah, I think pretty sure. Anyway, look, we're kind of like veering off now. Veering off. We're hoping for a much more sleepful, restful 2020. Are we going to do another one before Christmas? Hopefully.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So,
we've got enough time.
So this isn't goodbye. This is just...
Until the next time.
Until the next time. And so hopefully we'll get another one done before Christmas, right?
No, that'd
It'd be
amazing.
Nice to do like a Christmas special.
Yes, like with better jingles.
I'll get some Christmas jingles.
Oh, no, we can actually get the girls to sing their news. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we could do that. Then melt your heart. No, don't spoil it.
Okay.
All right? So we'll get the girls
Big
to
up
sing.
Big up in their nursery.
Maybe we'll get the girls to sing a few nursery rhymes and we'll have a little carol.
No, we'll do... No, they know quite Christmas a few Christmas carols.
Yeah, so we'll do some Christmas...
No, 100%.
Yeah, so we'll try
That'll
and do
be
that
amazing.
Before Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah? So I think that was the end of... let me just have a little look at my list about sleep. Oh, well, yeah, I did... I mentioned it earlier. Please, if you're a parent and you've been through
advice.
It and you've got kids that just never slept and constantly got up in the night, please just email us.
We need some help.
So the email's usual address, twinchatshow@gmail.com. That's twinchatshow@gmail.com. You can follow Millie and Tilly at Millie and Tilly Mason on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, that's all you really need to know. So thank you so much again for listening.
Thank you.
And we will see you... On the next show.
Hold on.
What? No, you see,
I didn't work.
See, what are you pressing there?
I thought that was a Jingle Bells one.
What's that? I'm at a fountain. Yeah, but our listeners have heard this.
I know, but I thought that was a Jingle Bells one.
Leave the cupcakes to me.
Yeah, but they're so cute.
Right, so I'm supposed to be doing an outro now.
Oh, sorry.
I have to let them finish, aren't I?
Up again.
Sorry about that, everybody. Gemma decided to interfere.
There's some colour buttons that we need to try.